There are two major kinds of faith that everyone deals with, no matter what religions they are exposed to. And one is sense faith, and the other one is revelation faith. And sense faith has to do with the five senses. The disciples back then saw him through sense faith. They saw the miracles that he did. They saw the demons that he cast out. They saw the authority. And so they trusted in Jesus for that reason. But they actually didn't get born again until after the Holy Spirit came and they had revelation that Paul received and gave to the church. That it's only by grace through faith. And in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, and you probably know this by heart, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, that the old covenant had been under, lest anyone should boast." But of course, you know that the old covenant people took the word of God, which is truth, and they interpreted it in a manner in which they applied it to themselves in the wrong manner. In other words, they were looking to please God by obeying the Ten Commandments, and then they added to that a whole bunch of other commandments also. And they tried to adhere to all of them to prove to God that they were acceptable in His sight, which is totally opposite of His intention. It was to prove to man that he could not keep the commandments. He said, if you've broken one, you've broken them all. And they didn't get that either. And they thought that they could love the Lord with all their heart and their soul and their mind. But they couldn't, because they had not received His agape love in their hearts yet by believing in His Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior and Lord. So they were operating under sense knowledge whenever He was doing all the miracles. And even whenever He gave them authority and power to go and do things, such as cast out demons and heal the sick, things of that nature, they were doing it not by being what we call Christians today, as being God-inhabited men and women. He was with them, true, in the natural. But there was delegated authority that He had given. So the sense knowledge today is what gets people's attention many times. That's whenever, like we see ministers will sometimes have a word of knowledge and they'll read somebody's mail. They'll tell them something about themselves that only God would know. And they open up, oh, only God could have known that. He must really be speaking that he does hear God. Maybe I need to pay attention to what he's saying instead of just writing things off. Oh, yeah, I know Jesus loves me. I've heard people say that so many times, it's unreal. I know Jesus loves me. He loves everybody. They don't really know that. They don't know yet. But whenever you get someone's attention, when you touch someone and they receive something that they thought would never be healed, it gets their attention. Mm-hmm. And then they're open. And God does that because He loves them. And whenever you love somebody with His love, that opens them up. And He demonstrates His power and authority, even over the demons. And people that have demons cast out on them too see that God is more powerful than any demon they had. And they're willing to give their heart to Christ. and be totally changed, them and their families. So the two kinds that we're talking about there is sense faith and revelation faith. And the revelation faith actually didn't come to the church until the Apostle Paul received it, not from men, but from God. The revelation faith that God has given to us as we read His Word and it's interpreted by the Holy Spirit, that we understand the truth of what it's actually saying, because it's not contorted by what men have said that it said, but it comes directly from the Holy Spirit, right. A Rhema word.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 4, and we'll start with 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he acknowledged the decrepitness of his body. I guess that means he was kind of feeble in a way, in some aspects. Since he was about 100 years old, and the lifelessness of Sarah's womb, yet he did not waver through disbelief in the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God was able to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. So from that point of believing God, being fully persuaded by what God had told him, the Rhema word, it created faith. And whenever he received that faith as being more real than what he was experiencing in his natural senses, that his body was old, Sarah's body was past menopause, etc., 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 that he says, well, I believe God more than I believe this. So they had a child, even at that age. That's a miracle. Because he believed and he spoke it out. He believed God and is accounted to him for righteousness. He had right standing with God. 2 Corinthians 4:13. In verse 13 it says, and in keeping with what is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We who have the same spirit of faith also believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is extending to more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. So whenever we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. You know that from in Romans 10, that word saved is a word that is pregnant, if that's what you want to call it, because it means more than just going to heaven. It means more than just having a relationship with our Heavenly Father. It means even more than being healed. It means more than being prospered. It means a whole package of promises that God has given to us in one word. And we received it all whenever we received Christ Jesus as Savior. All the promises of God, and yes and amen in Him. Isaiah 55, let's see, verse 10 and 11. For just as the rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return without watering the earth, making it bud and sprout, and providing seed to sow and food to eat, so my word that proceeds from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper where I send it. And in John 17, it says that in Christ Jesus, we've been made one with the Father, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. One. So the authority that we have is from that bond of being one with Him. And so whenever we speak His word out of our mouths, and we're believing in our heart that it is truth, His word is truth, it's the only truth, and we speak it into a situation, then it will still have the power released in that situation to accomplish what God had originally spoken it to do. That is powerful. 1 John 4:17, it says, as He is, so are we in this world. And that's where we get that from. Mm-hmm. Is that we've been made one with Christ, with God through Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is in tune with everything. And we get our wisdom and understanding from Him. He's our teacher. And He is the one, as we depend upon Him in our soulish realm, to give us truth and wisdom from God to understand, so that in 3 John 2, beloved, above all things, I wish that you prosper and be in health just as your soul prospers. So renewing our mind to the Word of God is how we line up with our soul what the Spirit already is. We're in complete agreement. And that agreement, whenever we believe it and speak it out of our mouth, releases that power to make things here on this earth realm the same as it is already in heaven. I had a brief thing to read to you out of this book by E.W. Kenyon. He says, this is the title of this chapter, My Receipt. So everybody's familiar with receipts, right? Whenever you pay for something, you get a receipt. So that if you go out of the store with it, if there's somebody there that stops you, say, here's my receipt here, I paid for it, I'm not stealing. He says, while talking with an aged saint the other day, who has been afflicted with kidney trouble, I called her attention to the fact that God had laid her diseases upon Jesus. I read Isaiah 53:4 to her. Surely He hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. She said, yes, that's true. I said, don't you see, mother? That scripture is your receipt for a perfect healing. It is just as though you owed a bill that you could not pay, and someone handed you a receipt in full for the bill. You looked at the receipt and knew the bill had been paid. You rejoiced in the fact that you were free from that debt. The Father wants you to know that He paid the debt. He put your diseases on Jesus, made Jesus sick with your sickness. For it pleased Jehovah to bruise Him. He hath made Him sick. That's in Isaiah 53:10. It is unseemly for you to have the disease or to ever think about the disease. This scripture is your receipt in full, up to date, for a perfect healing of that disease. According to His word, by His stripes you are healed now. You refuse to give place to any other thought that would contradict His word. You refuse to take the testimony of your senses. There is the pain in your back, but you refuse to accept that as evidence that you have not been healed. You say confidently, quietly, Father, I thank You that the kidney trouble was laid on Jesus, that He was made sick with it, and that by His stripes I am healed. There is not a worry. There is not a fear. Because Jesus bore your disease in His body on the tree. When He was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, it was with your diseases. He was bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of your peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, you are healed. That is your receipt in full. You were delivered from the dominion of the adversary. You were free. She said, I see it. So thank you, Lord, for your word. That by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. Our senses have been given to us to be on this earth with and to use them here on the earth. But we don't require faith and senses to receive everything that you've given to us. It's just by faith that your word is truth. And whenever it doesn't line up with the senses, it doesn't matter. Your word is still truth. It's true. And whenever we agree with your truth, we receive the results. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.